This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning, understanding the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, walhamdulillah, our current series, Durusul Lughatil Arabiyyati Lighayril Natiqina Biha, Lessons in the Arabic Language for Non-Arabic Speaking Students, walhamdulillah. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, we have completed 21 lessons, walhamdulillah. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we move on to lesson number 22. And then next majlis, we complete the book, MashaAllah, walhamdulillah. And that would be 23 lessons done, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has allowed us, granted us the opportunity of making this progress, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in lessons number 18, 19 and 20, what were we introduced to? We were introduced to numbers, adad. Al-a'dad is the plural. So we have adad 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 10, up to a million. So we have these numbers. And if I am counting pens, I'm counting books, I'm counting machines, this we call in Arabic the ma'dud. So we have an adad, number, and then we have the ma'dud, the item which is being counted, walhamdulillah. When it comes to anything, one or two, two cars, two buses, two students, one student, when it comes to one and two, the adad, the number, comes after the ma'dud. It comes after the item which is being counted. So we would say, kitabun wahidun, one book. We would say, sayaratun wahidatun, one car. And here, the adad or the number, as we said, comes after the item being counted. And technically, grammatically, it is what? It is an adjective. It's an adjective. It's a na'at, walhamdulillah. And so it follows the rule of whatever it is describing. Similarly, with regards to dual, two books, kitabani, kitabani, two books, sayaratani, two cars. If you want to add emphasis to the matter, we would say kitabani, ithnani, kitabani, ithnani, two books. This ithnani, similar to one, it came after the item being counted, and grammatically it is a na'at, a describing word, walhamdulillah. But the rule changes when it comes to numbers 3 to 10. For example, thalathatu tullabin, thalathatu tullabin, three students. Tullab is the plural of talib, mashaAllah. Then what about this number before it? Why did you say thalathatu tullabin? Why did you come with a masculine number before it? Because the rule is such. If your ma'dud, the thing which is being counted in its original form, if it is masculine, then the number before it will be feminine. That's why we say thalathatu tullabin. Thalathatu tullabin. Look at the opposite. Thalathu talibatin. Talibat, female students. It's the plural of talibatun. Talibatun is feminine. So the number before it will be masculine. Thalathu talibatin. Thalathu talibatin. We covered this, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah, lessons number 19 and 20. And then 21 was a revision lesson of the entire book, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, some a'dad from the Noble Quran, some numbers from the Noble Quran. So for example, we find in Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ لَا تَتَّخِذُوا إِلَهَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ. And Allah states, do not take لا تتخذوا, do not take, إلهين إثنين, do not take and do not worship two lords. إلهين, not one إله, not one Allah, but rather two, الله مستعان. There's no two lords that you worship, الله مستعان. إنما هو إله واحد, verily, He is one deity, He is Allah, only one. إلهٌ واحدٌ, إلهٌ واحدٌ. We find also with regards to example the number 3 in the Noble Quran. قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلْ لِي آيَةٌ. It was said that in Surah Ali Imran, make for me a sign. قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. That the sign was that you do not speak to anyone ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. ثلاثة أيام. So ثلاثة أيام, أيام is the plural of يوم. يوم in its singular form is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine, ما شاء الله. ثلاثة أيام, ثلاثة أيام, والحمد لله. With regards to, for example, the number 4, we find in the Noble Quran, أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَاتٍ, أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَاتٍ. So شَهَادَات, this is feminine in its singular form, شَهَادَة. So the number before it will be masculine. شَهَادَة is feminine, so the number before it will be masculine. أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ. Four testifications by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The full verse in Surah An-Nur, verse number 6. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ. Those who accuse their spouses, their wives. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاء. And they do not have any witnesses. إِلَّا أَنفُسُهُمْ. Except themselves. فَشَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ. Then the testification of any one of them. أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ. Will equal four testifications by Allah. إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And that he is obviously, that he is being truthful in the matter. One takes a shahada and one does not play around with this matter. We find with regards to maybe the number 9 in the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. We have given Musa alayhi salam تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ. Tis'a ayatin. Ayat is the plural of ayah. Ayah is feminine, so the number before it will be masculine. Tis'a ayatin. Tis'a ayatin. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. Then Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, lesson number 21, we completed that. There was a revision lesson. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we now move on to lesson number 22. Something new, something different, insha'Allah. الدرسُ الثاني والعشرون. Lesson number 22. What are we learning in lesson number 22? We will be covering diptotes. All the various diptotes that we have come across in the book so far. So this is gathering them all together, collection, putting them together in one place. You've already covered all of this in the book, walhamdulillah. What's a diptote? Diptote are those words, those nouns which are allergic, lack of better words, those nouns which are allergic. Allergic to what? Allergic to tanween, allergic to double dhamma, double fatha, double kasra. These are those words which are allergic to that. Mumtaz. Let's go through the exercise. Hamidun tabibun. So look at hamidun. Is hamidun a diptote? Is hamidun mamnu'un min as-sarf? Mamnu means prohibited from sarf. Sarf means it is able to take the characteristics of the dhamma, the fatha, the kasra. So is hamidun prohibited from that? No. We can say hamidun. We can have hamidan. We can have hamidin. All is well. Tabibun. Same with that. Tabibun, tabiban, tabibin. All is well. Hamidun, tabibun. Hamid is a doctor. Zawjatuhu mudarrisatun. Zawj, spouse. Here obviously it means wife. Zawjatuhu. Zawjatuhu. His spouse is mudarrisatun. Is a female teacher. Ismuha aminatu. اسمها آمينة. Can we say آمينة? No, we can't. No, we can't. آمينة. Obviously, in pronunciation, we would say just آمينة. آمينة. Now, this آمينة technically is a diptote. Now, the reason why is it a diptote is a good question. You have various types of diptotes, right? You have various types of diptotes, and there's different reasons behind them being diptotes. This one here is a diptote because it's the name of a female. Name of a female. Ismuha Zainabu. So female names by default are diptotes. Walhamdulillah. Ismuha Zainabu. Ismuha Zainabu. Or rather, ismuha aminatu. Ismuha aminatu. Female names. Female names are diptotes. Hamidun lahu arba'atu abna'in. Hamid lahu arba'atu abna'in. Hamid, he has four sons. Arba'atu abna'in. Arba'atu abna'in. Abna'in originally ibnun. Ibnun masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. Hamidun has four sons. Whom they are? Hamzatu. Why did we not say Hamzatun? Because Hamza is a diptote. Why is it a diptote? It's a male name which ends with a ta. Male proper noun which ends with ta. Similar to female names. Hamza, one of those few male names which ends with a ta marbuta. And so it also would be regarded as a diptote. Hamzatu. Wa Uthmanu. Another diptote. Why is Uthman a diptote? Uthman is a diptote because male proper nouns on the scale of fa'lanu. On the scale of fa'lanu. Male proper nouns on the scale of what? On the scale of fa'lanu. I repeat. Male proper nouns on the scale of fa'lanu. Like Uthmanu. They are all diptotes. So different reasonings we've come across so far. Female names, Aminatu, Zainabu, Sumayyatu, etc. These are diptotes. Then you have male names, masculine, proper nouns, which also end with a ta, like Hamzatu, like Talhatu, are also diptotes. Then number three, names which are on the scale of Fa'lanu, like Uthmanu, are also diptotes, mashallah. So Uthmanu, Affanu, Ridwanu, these are all diptotes. Then we move on. Wa Ahmadu. Ahmad is also a diptote. Why is Ahmad a diptote? Male proper nouns on the scale of Af'alu. Names, masculine male names, which are on the scale of Af'alu. Af'alu are all diptotes. Ahmadu is a diptote. Wa Ibrahimu, we learned this non-Arabic in its origin, and that's why it is a diptote. Non-Arabic proper nouns are also diptotes, like Williamu, like Londonu, like Ibrahimu, like Yusufu. Those are all diptotes. Ahmadu wa Hamzatu Talibani. Ahmadu wa Hamzatu Talibani. They are what? They are students. Ahmadu Talibun Mujtahidun. Ahmadun Talibani. Talibun mujtahidun, mashallah. Talibun mujtahidun, hard-working student. Wa Hamzatu talibun kaslanu. Wa Hamzatu talibun kaslanu. He is kaslanu. This word kaslanu is also a diptote. Why is it a diptote? Because it is an adjective on the scale of fa'lanu. Just like how Uthmanu was a name on the scale of fa'lanu. Well, adjectives on the scale of fa'lanu are also diptotes. I repeat. Names on the scale of fa'lanu are diptotes. And adjectives on the scale of fa'lanu are also diptotes. So you find kaslanu, ghababanu, angry, jawanu, hungry, atushanu, thirsty. These are all diptotes, walhamdulillah. So Ahmed is a hard-working student and Hamza is a lazy student, kaslanu. Allahumma musta'an. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-kasl. Oh Allah, we seek your protection from kasl, kasl being lazy. Qala Yusufu, Yusuf says, and Yusuf is also a diptote. Why? Because it's a non-Arabic proper noun. عندي خمسة أقلام. عندي خمسة أقلام. I have five pens. هذا قلم أحمر. هذا قلم أحمر. هذا قلم أحمر. The word أحمر is also a diptote. Why is أحمر a diptote? Because adjectives on the scale of أفعل are diptotes. So subhanAllah, look at the relationship. Names on the scale of fa'lanu are diptotes, and then adjectives on the scale of fa'lanu are also diptotes. Then subhanAllah, we find names on the scale of af'alu are diptotes, and adjectives on the same scale of af'alu are also diptotes. Abyadu, aswadu. Abyadu means white, aswadu means black, أحمر means red. All of those are diptotes. So look at them, subhanAllah. هذا قلم أحمر. This is a red pen. أحمر is a diptote. وهذا قلم أزرق. And this is a blue pen. أزرق. أزرق is blue. Diptote. وهذا قلم أخضر. And this is an أخضر pen. What's أخضر? أخضر means? أخضر is green. وهذا قلم أخضر. A green pen. وهذا قلم أسود. And this is a black pen. وهذا قلم أصفر. And this is a yellow pen. Look at all those colors. I mean, usually colors come as adjectives, as describing words. So all describing words on the scale of أفعل are diptotes. All names on the scale of أفعل are also diptotes, like أحمد. Mumtaz. Then we find قالت زينب. Zainab says, and Zainab is a diptote, why? Female name. عندي مناديل كثيرة. عندي مناديل كثيرة. I have many handkerchiefs. Why did we say كثيرة? Why is it feminine? Because manadil is a non-rational plural, so we treat it as singular feminine. So kathiratun is its describing word, and that's why it's feminine, because treating manadil as a singular feminine. هذا أبيضو. This is white. وَهَذَا أَصْفَرُ. This is yellow. وَهَذَا أَحْمَرُ. And this is red. وَهَذَا أَزْرَقُ. And this is blue. Then we find قَالَتْ لَهَا فَاطِمَةُ. Fatima says to her, أَعِنْدَكِ مِنْدِيلٌ أَخْضَرُ. Do you have a green handkerchief? أَعِنْدَكِ مِنْدِيلٌ أَخْضَرُ. She says, قَالَتْ لَا مَا عِنْدِي مِنْدِيلٌ أَخْضَرُ. لَا مَا عندي منديل أخضر. لا ما عندي منديل أخضر. No, I do not have a green handkerchief. Important. Take note of the formation of the sentence. It's negative in its meaning. ما عندي, I do not have. ما عندي منديل أخضر. ما عندي منديل أخضر. And look at that أخضر. We don't say أخضر. We say أخضرو. Why? Because أخضرو is a diptote. What type of diptote? It is an adjective on the scale of أفعلو. أفعلو. ممتاز. والحمد لله. Then we find قال طلحة. طلحة is a male name which ends with a ta. Also a diptote. Famous companion of our Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. طلحة ابن عبيد الله. ما شاء الله. عندي مفاتيح كثيرة. عندي مفاتيح كثيرة. I have many keys. عندي مفاتيح كثيرة. I have many keys. هذا مفتاح الغرفة. This is the room key. وهذا مفتاح الحديقة. حقيبتي. وهذا مفتاح الحقيبة. And this is the key for the bag. وهذا مفتاح السيارة. And this is the key for the car. One more time. عندي مفاتيح كثيرة. I have many keys. The word مفاتيح is also a diptote, and this is because those words on the scale of مفاعيل. the broken plurals, broken plurals on the scale of mafa'ilu, like mafatihu are also diptotes. Walhamdulillah. Again, indi mafatihu kathiratun. Hada miftahu al-ghurfati, wa hada miftahu al-haqibati, wa hada miftahu al-sayyarati. MashaAllah. Then qala Sufyanu. Sufyan, we know that Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, his father's name was Sufyan, or rather, his father was known as Abu Sufyan. Muawiyah had a brother by the name of Sufyan, and so their father was known famously as Abu Sufyan, the father of Sufyan, mashaAllah. And we know that he eventually embraced Islam. Abu Sufyan was an enemy to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the leader of the Quraysh during the battle of Uhud, Allahumma musta'an, wherein Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was martyred, Mus'ab ibn Umair was martyred, and many others. But later on, Abu Sufyan embraced Islam, and so we say radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. Then we find Sufyan says, "Fi baladina masajidu." In our country, there are masajid, many masajids. Wa madarisu kathiratun, and many madaris, many madrasas. Wa fanadiqu qalilatun, but very few hotels, mashaAllah. They have more masajid, they have more madaris. That's obviously a healthy sign, and they have less hotels. Then somebody says, وَفَنَادِقُ قَلِيلَةٌ أَهَؤُلَاءِ أَطِبَّاءُ. Sufyan says, are these doctors? Are these people here doctors? أَهَؤُلَاءِ أَطِبَّاءُ. Then it is said to him, لَا هُمْ مُدَرِّسُونَ. No, they are teachers. وَهُمْ عُلَمَاءُ كِبَارٌ. وَهُمْ عُلَمَاءُ كِبَارٌ. And that word عُلَمَاءُ is also a diptote. عُلَمَاءُ is on the scale of فُعَلَاءُ. فُعَلَاءُ, also a diptote. وَهُمْ عُلَمَاءُ كِبَارٌ. And they are big scholars, mashaAllah. They are big scholars, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, we've been through the passage now, and we've covered all of these various diptotes in the various lessons, from lesson number 1 up to lesson number 21. Walhamdulillah. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we're now putting them all into place so that we understand what type of diptote this one is. Hamzatu is a diptote because it's a male name which ends with the ta marbuta. Zainabu is a diptote because it's a female name. Why are they allergic to double dhamma, double fatha, double kasra? We've covered the reasons, and bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we will now put them all in a specific category, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Yeah. And so it states, الْمَمْنُوعٌ مِّنَ الصَّرْفِ الْأَنْوَاعُ الْآتِيَةِ مِّنَ الْأَسْمَاءِ مَمْنُوعَةٌ مِّنَ الصَّرْفِ. The following nouns are all diptotes. They are mamnu', prohibited from the matter of sarf. Let's see. First category. Zainabu. These names, what's the common denominator? Zainabu, Maryamu, Fatimatu, Aishatu, Makkatu, Juddatu. What's the common denominator here? What's the common denominator? They are all feminine proper nouns. Makkatu, that's a feminine proper noun. Juddatu, feminine proper noun. Maryamu, Fatimatu, Zainabu. And so you can add on to that Salihatu and other names, etc. They would all be mamnu'un min as-sarf. Why? Because the first category, maybe you want to write down feminine proper nouns. Number 2, Hamzatu, Usamatu, Muawiyatu, Talhatu. What's the common denominator here? Masculine proper nouns which end with the ta marbuta. Masculine proper nouns which end with the ta marbuta. And just quickly, with regards to these names, Zainabu. Who was Zainab? Our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, famously, he had two wives whose names were Zainab. The first one being Zainab bint Khuzaymah. And she passed away very, very soon after the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had married her. She would give a lot of charity. She is regarded as Al-Masakin, the mother of the poor. Then we also had Zainab bint Jahsh. Zainab bint Jahsh, the cousin of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then Maryam, well, famous Maryam in history would be the mother of Isa alayhi salam. Her name mentioned in the Noble Quran. We also have Surah Maryam, mashallah. Fatima, well, we have the famous daughter of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the close daughter to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one who passed away soon after the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I mean, subhanAllah, during his lifetime sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he lost his daughter Ruqayya, he lost Zainab, he lost Kulthum. It was only Fatima that survived him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Aisha, well, the famous wife of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Somebody came to him in public and asked him, who do you love the most? What did he say? Aisha tu, mashaAllah. Makkah tu, well, that's the place that our hearts are attached to. Walhamdulillah, that's the direction that we face in our salah. Jeddah tu, that's a famous city in Saudi Arabia, not too far from Makkah al-Mukarramah. The second category, masculine proper nouns, which end with ita marbuta. So we have Hamzatu, uncle of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know that he was martyred where? He was martyred in the battle of Uhud. Martyred in the battle of Uhud, subhanallah. Where's Uhud? Uhud is in Medina al-Munawwara. Usamatu, famous Usama ibn Zayd. Usama ibn Zayd, subhanallah. He was a youngster, probably 17, 18 years old. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam puts him in charge of an army heading out to face the Romans. Muawiyah, the famous Muawiyah, the first king in al-Islam, the founder of the Umayyad dynasty. Talha ibn Ubaidillah, one of the famous 10 who were granted the glad tidings of paradise by our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that's the first two categories. Category number 3, we have names like Uthmanu, Affanu, Sufyanu, Marwanu, Nu'manu. All of these names, what's the common denominator? They are masculine proper nouns which end with, or rather are on the scale of what? Scale of fa'lanu. They are all on the scale of fa'lanu. They end with an alif and noon. They are on the scale of fa'lanu. I repeat, are on the scale of fa'lanu. 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 Mumtaz. Uthman, famous companion of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was married to two daughters of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Affan was the father of Uthman. Uthman ibn Affan. Sufyan was the brother of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. We said that Muawiyah's father was famously known as Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan. Marwanu. Any famous Marwans in history? Yes. We had the cousin of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, and his name was Marwan ibn al-Hakam. Marwan ibn al-Hakam. Nu'man. Any famous Nu'man? Yes. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. His full name is Nu'man ibn Thabit. His name is Nu'man ibn Thabit. Many people, I'm a Hanafi, but subhanallah, ya akhi al-kareem, ya ukhti al-kareema, you should at least learn the biography of that great imam. Understand who that man was. His name, Nu'man ibn Thabit, and he was born in the city of Kufa. So the third category, names which are on the scale of fa'lanu, and similarly, adjectives which are on the scale of fa'lanu, like kaslanu, lazy, may Allah save us, jo'anu, jo'an means hungry, atushanu, thirsty, shab'anu, mashallah, he ate so much, he is shab'an, he is now full, mal'anu means full. So these adjectives which are on the scale of fa'lanu are also diptotes. Number 4, Ahmadu. We know our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was first named Ahmadu. Anwaru. Anwar from Noor. Brighter. Anwaru. Brighter. This one is bright, but this one's Anwar. It's brighter. Akbaru. Bigger. Greater. As'adu. As'adu. Happier. The original Sa'idun. And this person, he is As'adu. He is happier. Walhamdulillah. So these ones, why are they diptotes? These are masculine proper nouns on the scale of af'alu. Masculine proper nouns on the scale of af'alu. And similar to them, the adjectives which are on the scale of af'alu will also be diptotes. Example, abyadu, white, aswadu, black, ahmaru, red, asfaru, yellow, akhdaru, green, azraqu, blue. These are all diptotes. So you have names on the scale of af'alu and adjectives or colors on the scale of af'alu. Number five, Williamu. Williamu, Eduardo, Londonu, Barisu, Pakistanu, Baghdadu. These are all diptotes. Why? Because they are non-Arabic proper nouns. Ibrahimu, the famous Nabi. Ismailu, his son. Ishaqu, Ibrahim's other son. Yaqubu, the father of Yusuf, alayhi salam. Yunusu, Yusufu. All of these are non-Arabic proper nouns. Non-Arabic proper nouns are also diptotes. You cannot say Ibrahimun. You cannot say Yusufun. You cannot say Ishaqun. Mumtaz. Number six, Aghniya'u. Asdiqa'u. Aghniya'u, rich. Asdiqa'u, friends. Aqwiya'u, strong. Atibba'u, doctors. These are all broken plurals on the scale of af'ila'u. I repeat, the first line, broken plurals on the scale of af'ila'u, adiptotes. Number two, fuqara'u, poor, wuzara'u, ministers, zumala'u, colleagues, ulama'u, scholars. What's the common denominator? They are all broken plurals on the scale of fu'ala'u, fu'ala'u, adiptotes. Number three, we find masajidu, masjids, madarisu, schools, fanadiqu, hotels, makatibu, offices, or rather, makatibu, desks, daqa'iqu, minutes. Common denominator, they are all on the scale of, broken plurals on the scale of, mafa'ilu, 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 they're all diptotes. And lastly, manadilu, handkerchiefs, mafatihu, means keys, fanajinu, teacups, karasiyu, chairs. These are all diptotes. Why are they diptotes? They are broken plurals on the scale of mafa'ilu, mafa'ilu. They are all diptotes. Walhamdulillah, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. Then they tell us, tamreen, exercise. Read through the following and fill in whether it's double dhamma, double fatha, etc., etc. You need to fill that in. And obviously, if it is a diptote, then you know you're not putting double dhamma, double fatha, double kasra. If it's not a diptote, then all is well. Walhamdulillah. Let's look at the first one. Muhammad. Muhammad. Is it Muhammadun or is it Muhammadu? Muhammadun. Muhammadun. It's not a diptote. Khalid. Khalidun. Not a diptote. Maryam. Maryamu. Diptote. Why? Female name. Fatimatu, diptote. Why? Female name. Abbasun, Abbasun. Hamza, Hamzatu, diptote. Male name which ends with a ta. Masajidu, Masajidu, diptote. Why? Scale of mafa'ilu. Kutubun, not a diptote. Aqlamun, not a diptote. Manadilu, diptote. Why? On the scale of mafa'ilu. Buyutun, not a diptote. Zumala'u, diptote. Why? Why is zumala'u a diptote? Because it's on the scale of fu'ala'u. Londonu, diptote, non-Arabic. Sufyanu, diptote. Why? Sufyanu, on the scale of fa'lanu, fa'lanu. Hamidun, not a diptote. Ahmadu is a diptote. Why? Masculine proper noun on the scale of af'alu. Ibrahimu, diptote, non-Arabic in origin. Makkatu, diptote. Why? Feminine proper noun. Zainabu, feminine proper noun. Asdiqa'u, diptote. Why asdiqa'u is a diptote? Because it's on the scale of أفعلاء. مدرسات not a diptote. محمود not a diptote. بغداد it is a diptote. Why? Because بغداد is a diptote because it is non-Arabic in its origin. جميل not a diptote. كبير not a diptote. أكبر is a diptote. Why? On the scale of أفعل. Mujtahidun, mashallah. Some students are very mujtahidun, mashallah. Suleiman is mujtahidun, hardworking, not a diptote. Tawilun, not a diptote. Kaslanu is a diptote. Why? On the scale of fa'alanu. It's an adjective on the scale of fa'alanu. Tulabun, not a diptote. Fuqara'u is a diptote. Why? Because it's on the scale of fu'ala'u. Fu'ala'u. Aliyun, not a diptote. Pakistanu is a diptote. Why? Non-Arabic in origin. Ammarun, not a diptote. Sayaratun, not a diptote. Ahmaru, yes, red, it is a diptote. Why? Adjective on the scale of af'alu. Then we find Ismailu is a diptote, non-Arabic in origin. Barisu, the same. Babun, not a diptote. Qalamun, not a diptote. Madarisu, schools. Madarisu, madarisu is a diptote, like masajidu. Why? On the scale of mafa'ilu, mafa'ilu. Then we have juddatu, diptote. Why? Because feminine proper noun. Mafatihu, diptote, like manadilu. Why? Because on the scale of broken plural, on the scale of mafa'ilu, mafa'ilu. Madrasatun, not a diptote. Mal'anu, mal'anu, he ate so much, he is mal'anu, he is full, mashallah. That's a diptote. Why? Because it is on the scale of fa'alanu, adjective on the scale of fa'alanu. Makatibu, makatibu, like masajidu, desks. What's the reason? Because it's on the scale of mafa'ilu. Qaribun means close, not a diptote. Usamatu is a diptote. Why? Masculine proper noun ending with a ta. Walhamdulillah, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. الكلمات الجديدة, new words. الفنجان, الفنجان, plural. فناجين, فناجين, teacups. المدرسة, plural. مدارس, مدارس, school and schools. المسجد, the masjid. مساجد, masjids. الدقيقة, the minutes, plural. دقائق, دقائق. قال, what ما معنى قال؟ ما معنى قال؟ What means قال؟ قال means he said. ما معنى قالت؟ قالت she said. ما معنى المنديل؟ The handkerchief. جمع مناديل, مناديل, handkerchiefs. المفتاح, the key. جمع plural. مفاتيح, مفاتيح, the keys. أبيض white. أحمر red. أخضر, أخضر, green. أسود, black. أزرق, blue. أصفر, what's أصفر? أصفر means yellow. والحمد لله. And with that, بإذن الله تعالى, we've now completed 22 lessons. 22 lessons, والحمد لله. Wallahi, those who have been paying attention, those who have been sitting with their books, those who have been attentive, mashallah, tabarakallah, wallahi, you have learned a lot, والحمد لله, in terms of the Arabic language. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, please keep up the lessons, please revise, والحمد لله. We now move on to a qa'ida from the Noble Quran. A qa'ida, a maxim from the Noble Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Qur'an in Surah Fatir, verse number 18. وَمَنْ تَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ. And whoever purifies himself, whoever makes tazkiyah of himself, فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ. Verily, he is doing this for his own benefit. He's not doing it for the benefit of the next person. Who will benefit? It is for his own benefit. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. لله. ومن تزكى, and whoever purifies. This tazkiyah means to purify. It also means an increase. And so for example, we find the word zakah, purification of your wealth, and also you get barakah and an increase insha'Allah. We say takhliyah means to remove that which is wrong, and tahliyah to adorn yourself with that which is good. So takhliyah, in our process of tazkiyah, we make takhliyah, removing your pride, your arrogance, your animosity, your envy, your hasad, your riyah, your showing off, etc., etc. And then we are supposed to make tahliyah, adorn ourselves with good character, with that which is good, all those matters and those type of characteristics which are good. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, Ya ayyuha an-nasu antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. O mankind, you people are poor before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, destitute before Allah, and Allah is the one who is independent and not in need of anyone. If Allah wanted, He could have destroyed, removed all of you and brought a new creation. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And that's not difficult for Allah. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. And nobody will carry the burden of another. وَإِنْ تَدْعُ مُثْقَلَةٌ إِلَى حِمْلِهَا لَا يُحْمَلْ مِنْهُ شِيءٌ وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى. Nobody will carry the burden of the other, even though they are close, etc. إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ وأقاموا الصلاة ومن تزكى فإنما يتزكى لنفسه وإلى الله المصير. And the one who purifies himself, and before that, the one who is fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ghayb, when he's alone, is very easy, mashallah, to be muttaqi, to be a wali of Allah in public. But the crux of the matter, the important matter, is that you are a wali of Allah in private. In public, we can all be awliya, mashallah. But in private, subhanallah, Allahumma musta'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. And the matter of privacy, that's the most important. Wa ila Allahil masir, and to Allah is all our return. This matter of tazkiyah, we find Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam mentioned, Rabbana wa ba'ath fihim rasulam minhum. He made dua. O Allah, you send to them rasulam minhum, a messenger from them. Yatlu alayhim ayatika, who will recite to them your ayat. Wa yu'allimuhumul kitaba wal hikma, who will teach them the book and the wisdom. Wa yuzakihim, and will purify them. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua that Allah must send to the people somebody who will make tazkiyah of them. We also find Musa alayhi salam, like a summary, subhanAllah, of his message. Hal laka ila an tazakka wa ahdiyaka ila rabbika fatakhsha. With regards to Fir'aun, that why don't you make tazkiyah of yourself? We also find in Surah Shams, we find 11 times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking a qasam. Wash-shamsi wadhuhaha wal-qamari idha talaha wan-nahari idha jallaha wal-layli idha yakhshaha. One after the other, Allah's taking a qasam, subhanallah. 11 times. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها. سبحان الله. قد أفلح من زكاها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these qasam to do with the one who makes tazkiyah of himself, that this person is the successful one. Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. And so your aqidah, your beliefs are super important. And then also your suluk, your character, the mu'ashara, how you get along with people, your wife, your children, the people around you, the musallis in the masjid, people you disagree with. It's very easy to be good with those who you agree, mashallah, with your own grouping and your own jama'ah and your own clique. But the test is when you are confronted with those that you do not necessarily agree, how do you behave with them, subhanallah? And so, to beautify ourselves with this suluk and with this tazkiyah, one needs to obviously be upon tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should recite the Noble Quran, ponder over it, understand it. One should make a lot of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should look after our 5 daily salawat in jama'ah for the men. One should, take accountability of oneself that, you know, this is what I did. I shouldn't have done that. You know, was this the best course of action? Should I have said this? Why did I talk about this matter, etc.? Read about the pious people of the past, the pious people of the present, subhanAllah. Read about them. Ponder over death. Ponder over that. Visit the graveyard. For verily, as he said, the graveyard gives the loudest bayan. The silence of the graveyard gives the loudest bayan, subhanAllah, Allah musta'an. So again, وَمَنْ تَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever makes tazkiyah of himself, the reality is that he is the one who will benefit from this tazkiyah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all from amongst those who make tazkiyah of ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that tazkiyah, as is mentioned. Allahumma inna nas'aluka, O Allah, we ask you, wa nad'uka, and we turn to you, and we implore you, we make dua to you, we supplicate to you, with the same dua that the Rasul Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha. O Allah, you give our nafs this taqwa. وَزَكِّهَا أَنْتَ خَيْرُ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. And you grant it tazkiyah. You make tazkiyah of our nafs. And you are the best of those who make tazkiyah. أَنْتَ وَلِيُّهَا وَمَوْلَاهَا. You are the owner of it. اللهم إِنَّا نَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ لَا يَنْفَعُ. Oh Allah, we seek protection in you from knowledge which doesn't benefit. Allah musta'an. Allah musta'an. وَمِنْ قَلْبٍ لَا يَخْشَعُ. From a heart which does not tremble. وَمِنْ نَفْسٍ لَا تَشْبَعُ. And a nafs which never ever is satisfied. وَمِنْ دَعْوَى لَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهَا. And from dua which is not answered. We ask Allah to answer our dua, subhanAllah. And a few verses, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Allah mentions in the Noble Qur'an with regards to standing in salah, وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. And stand in submission before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also find Allah mentioning, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. The one who makes the mention of Allah's name and he performs salah. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. And he makes the dhikr of the ism of the Rabb. فَصَلَّى. And then he prays. We also find Allah mentioning with regards to the qibla, وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطَرًا. وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ. Wherever you are, حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا. And then face وُجُوهَكُمْ. Your faces شَطَرًا. In that direction. And lastly, Allah mentions with regards to like praying in jama'ah, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ. And establish the prayer, all of you together. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ. And pay the zakah. وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. And make ruku with those people who also make ruku, indicating that one should pray in jama'ah. Walhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala record our sitting in our scales of good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. May Allah grant us knowledge which is beneficial and keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding and tawfiq. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Until we meet again, barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.